Welcome to Therefore. This podcast is all about looking at verses in God's Word and simply asking, why are they there for? How does the truth of God's Word make a difference in my life today?
Welcome to episode 21. Today's 300 word segment comes from Matthew chapter 24, verses 1 and 2, and is titled Perspective. In Matthew 24, verse 1 and 2, it says that Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. Now travelling toward Jerusalem from the east, you would have passed through the small town of Bethany not long before catching sight of something unique and glorious. First, however, you would have to cross the Mount of Olives. From there you could look across the Kidron Valley, north to the Garden of Gethsemane, south to the Old City, and beyond the main attraction you would see the Antonia Fortress standing sentinel over the city. As the sun set behind you, you would have to shield your eyes, as the waning rays of the sun reflected off the temple. With walls made of polished marble and portions overlaid with gold, it caught the sun and amplified it for all around to see. The beauty of the temple was matched only by its scale. For 10 years, over 10,000 men labored to build 1,640 feet of wall to hold what would function as the world's largest religious site, and which remains to this day the largest man-made platform in the world. Some of the stones weighed over 100 tons each. The entire temple and surrounding buildings would eventually take 80 years to complete. And one day, as Jesus and his disciples walked through and viewed this impressive sight, Jesus declared, See ye not all these things? There shall not be left here one stone upon another. The grandest sight they had ever seen would be completely destroyed. And so it will be with every building, idea, accomplishment, invention, or aspiration of human origin. Jesus wanted his apostles to have the right perspective on life and eternity. God alone is worthy of all praise and glory. Paul demonstrates this to the Ephesians by his repeated refrain of in Christ. John would realize this as heaven's choir declared, Worthy is the Lamb. May God give us the proper perspective to frame the temporary by the eternal and to invest our lives only in what will last. This episode's quote from Sidlo Baxter deals with contentment. Sidlo Baxter writes, Being content with our present circumstances does not mean that we are to be supinely unconcerned about present evils, which we can help to remedy, but it does mean that we are to accept cheerfully those circumstances which are providentially permitted to surround us. Thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the podcast, and if you have, then I would encourage you to share it with a friend. If you have any questions or feedback, then you can contact me at anchor.fm/therefore.